Washington, D.C., it's always at the heart of America's national politics, but once a year, the capital also plays a starring role in national Israeli politics when AIPAC is in town. AIPAC is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Its goal is to strengthen the alliance between the two countries. Often the big VIPs at the annual AIPAC conference in Washington are Israeli politicians, especially right now with the conference taking place just 2 weeks ahead of Israel's hotly contested elections. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Washington.
Israeli leaders have been flying here to speak to American audiences for a long time.
Our war of independence.
Israel's first prime minister, David Ben-Gurion, came in 1951, 3 years after Israel fought its war of independence. And Israelis still come to America to tell their story and seek support, especially from American Jews. AIPAC gives them a venue like none other. At the moment, though, there's an election campaign underway. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu might be in the fight of his political life. His main rival is the former army chief, Benny Gantz. Gantz told the AIPAC audience that Netanyahu was right to cut his Washington visit short this week and fly back to Israel, given renewed hostility with Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the families whose homes were attacked by rockets this morning in Israel.
Gantz holds many of the same hawkish views as Netanyahu, but he tries to distinguish himself from the current prime minister in a couple of ways.
There will be no racists leading our state institution, and there will be no corruption leading our way. No corruption whatsoever.
That's a reference to corruption charges facing Netanyahu back home and the prime minister's decision to cut a deal with a fringe right-wing party. AIPAC itself described the party as racist and reprehensible. In some ways, Gantz's speech at AIPAC was a critical part of his election campaign. Reuven Hazan is a political scientist from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. He flew over for the conference.
He was an unknown quantity here. Everybody knew his name because they'd read about him, but they'd never seen him perform. And I think he came here and he met everyone's expectations.
Hazan says that speech will play well for Gantz with Israeli voters.
The fact that he was accepted well here sort of calms a lot of center-left voters that if we vote for this guy, he's not a rookie on the international stage, and the American Jewish community doesn't know him from Adam, when we have to admit it, even if you dislike Netanyahu and dislike his policies, when it comes to handling Israeli politics on the world stage, there's nobody like him.
Many Israelis do dislike Netanyahu and his policies. Stav Shafir is one of them, and that's a big part of her message to Americans here at the AIPAC conference.
In the news, they mostly see what Netanyahu is doing. But they don't see that the majority of Israelis support a two-state solution. And the majority of Israelis want a separation of religion and state. And they want gay marriage to be legal. And that's the majority of my country. And I want to represent their voices and show the beautiful face of Israel.
That message certainly goes over well with many Jewish voters in this country who still vote for Democrats overwhelmingly. But Shafir, who's a member of Israel's Knesset with the Labor Party, says the story of a strong U.S.-Israel connection has been more difficult to sell to the American public.
Probably for the first time since its very beginning, this connection has been under threat. And that should be fixed and very quickly, because Israel and America have always been the closest allies and should always be.
That anxiety about the rocky state of Israel's relationship with the U.S., especially with the American Jewish community, is shared by many Israeli voters, says Michael Koplow of the Israel Policy Forum.
Israelis are definitely worried about the relationship with American Jews.
This is where Netanyahu has a very big card to play. His opponent, Benny Gantz, has been polling well, and his AIPAC speech will be applauded in Israel. But Netanyahu is putting his close relationship with President Donald Trump on full display here in Washington.
This Trump-Netanyahu connection, which in the United States and particularly among American Jews and among Democrats, in some ways seems to be a liability for Netanyahu because of this Trump effect. In Israel, it actually plays the opposite. It is a positive boost for him because of the Trump effect in Israel.
This was a long time in the making. It should have taken place many decades ago.
That was Trump yesterday at the White House signing an order to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Netanyahu was there too, heaping praise on Trump.
Mr. President, over the years, Israel has been blessed to have many friends who sat in the Oval Office. But Israel has never had a better friend than you.
This morning, Netanyahu tweeted a short video from that appearance, produced by the White House. For The World, Matthew Bell, Washington.